Trump attends Chelsea's Club World Cup celebration because nothing says leader of the free world like hopping on the nearest bandwagon. President Trump appeared on the field at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium to bask in the afterglow of Chelsea's 3-0 thrashing of Paris Saint-Germain, dutifully posing for photos as the team hoisted the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup trophy. The White House wasted no time posting about the occasion, eager to remind everyone that presidential gravitas now includes cheering from the sidelines. Trump to meet NATO Secretary General amid plans for Ukraine weapons sales. In a move sure to provoke both anxious headlines and frantic backpedaling from those caught off guard, President Donald Trump has announced that the United States is prepared to supply weapons to Ukraine through NATO. Trump, ever fond of theatrical pronouncements, promised a major statement on Monday regarding the initiative. With the NATO Secretary General now set to meet with the president, expect the usual choreography of grand gestures and diplomatic doublespeak. Meanwhile, the fate of an embattled nation is turned into yet another pawn in the endless spectacle of international posturing. Kent's best beach highlighted in Times rankings barely. The Times has once again published its annual celebration of Britain's best beaches, bestowing the dubious distinction of a single Kent beach making the cut. Apparently, this so-called standout falls short of greatness, especially when a superior stretch of coastline sits just a mere 10 minutes away, underscoring that even in national rankings, mediocrity can find itself inexplicably applauded, while genuine excellence lingers nearby, largely ignored. Fitness influencer dispenses rare practical advice on post-baby fitness. In the latest entry to the endless parade of fitness influencers promoting solutions for the post-baby belly, TikTok creator @NemoQueen, known as Nemo, claims that a combination of targeted core exercises and draconian dietary discipline helped her transform her physique after childbirth. For once, amid planks, reverse crunches, and the usual social media bravado, there's the rare acknowledgement that visible abs depend far more on sustained caloric restriction than quick fix routines. Nemo's refreshingly honest message, reject quick fixes, focus on balanced caloric deficit, and combine exercise with sanity, deserves begrudging appreciation as a rare glimmer of practical guidance in an industry otherwise mired in delusion. Three dead, including shooter. In Kentucky shooting, in yet another grim addition to America's endless cycle of gun violence, three people, including the shooter, were killed on Sunday during attacks at a Kentucky airport and church. Police have confirmed the deaths, weaving the local community to pick up the pieces as the rest of the nation delivers thoughts and prayers on repeat, instead of meaningful action.